I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. The late Antonin Scalia made history when he became the first Italian-American appointed to the Supreme Court. But how important was his Italian heritage? I put that question to Justice Scalia's biographer, Joan Biskupic. She's a legal affairs editor for Reuters.
Well, it was very important to him personally, and it's probably what got him through a smooth confirmation back in 1986. He was a first-generation Italian-American, was very proud of his heritage. He went back to Italy after he was confirmed, and I remember him telling me about the kind of welcome he got. There was a parade, and he rode down the street, and I forget the name of the little town that he was in, but he was standing up on a balcony, and all these people were cheering, as if, he said, I think they thought I even was Ronald Reagan. And he said they were cheering so much that he quipped, I felt like Mussolini.
And why do you say that that's probably what got him through his confirmation hearings?
Well, he was nominated by Ronald Reagan in 1986 at a time when there was, you know, some tensions over confirmations. And Teddy Kennedy, the great late Democratic senator from Massachusetts, was sort of set to give him a hard time. But Massachusetts is home to many Italian Americans, and he stressed that during the hearing. In fact, you'd be amused that during the confirmation hearing, just about every senator up there in the Senate Judiciary Committee vetting the nominee had to claim some Italian connection. And one senator by the name of Howell Heflin from Alabama is now deceased, but I remember him saying something to the effect, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that I had an aunt who once had a babysitter who was related to somebody who was Italian.
<You know? laughs> I love it.
That was it.
I love it.
Everybody was claiming that ethnicity.
That's really funny. So how important was his appointment to the Supreme Court to the Italian-American community?
Oh, I remember they embraced him. I went back through the records in the Reagan administration when I was doing my book, and just about every Italian-American group in the United States sent in an endorsement. You know, I remember at the time being surprised that there was still some lingering concern about, you know, Italians and the mob and law enforcement issues. But I think that a lot of Italians felt it was important to be validated in terms of somebody who was going to the nation's highest court, standing for law and order, being one of them. And in fact, he told me that when he was growing up, you know, that he would often hear some slurs. And his wife, Maureen, was from Massachusetts, and she would talk about, she told me that she remembers that as a child, too. So, you know, now here we are in 2016, that really seems like a whole nother era. But even in the 80s, that was still lingering enough that it was very important to the Italian-American community here.
He was born in Trenton, New Jersey, but he always identified as a New Yorker living in Elmhurst in Queens. And it seems like his upbringing in that particular immigrant neighborhood was pretty significant, right?
It was. It was. His, you know, he was in a very ethnic area. He went to high school at a Jesuit school here that was prominent. He did see himself as sort of a city boy, but interestingly enough, that he learned to fire a rifle when he was in high school. You wouldn't think of that. And he would talk about riding on the subway in New York with his little rifle case. But that back in those days, they would teach marksmanship. And he was quite proud of that. And that's what got him first interested in hunting. And then he would go out to Long Island, where his grandfather was, and shoot rabbits. And so he always was a recreational hunter that way.
All these little surprising details. Joan, any final thoughts about Antonin Scalia?
There just will never be another justice like him. He lived larger than life, as President Obama said, and part of his living larger than life was his very deep commitment to his Italian heritage and his love. He loved traveling. He went overseas regularly. He really was a man who was a student of the world, a student of the law, and someone who will certainly have an enduring legacy, not just for America, but across the globe.
Joan Biskupic is legal affairs editor for Reuters and author of a biography of Antonin Scalia called American Original. Joan, thank you so much.
Thank you.